What's poppin', Philly? My name's Jeff. I am your host, and this right here is The Melting Pot. It is Sunday, February 7th. If you are up and awake, you are already blessed. Give thanks to the Almighty above for this brand new and beautiful day. It is snowing again, as if we didn't get enough of that shit last week. I'm sick of it, man. I downplayed the shit out that motherfucker last week. I said we was only going to get probably 3 to 4 inches, man. That thing came down wild, and I couldn't even work on Tuesday. That's how bad that shit came down. And now we got it again today, man. I'm sick of it. I'm completely fucking sick of it. I was so fucking sore last week from shoveling. Man, that shit left me scarred. Like, you don't get it, yo. Like, I used to see these people with snowblowers and be like, man, if you don't go get a fucking shovel and stop the laziness, man, now I understand them fools. I was the fucking fool. Them niggas was pioneers. They was the one. They got that shit right. Oh, man, yo, like, I need it and I want it. I'm done with shoveling. Like, I'm not doing that thing no more. Like, my next investment is towards a snowblower. Literally, bro. Like, what? Man, I felt like I got hit by a goddamn train, yo. Like, fuck that. I'm good. Like, no, man. I'm real. I'm good, yo. I'm still hurt. I'm still hurting now. My muscles are still sore. And I'm not out of shape, man. I'm not out of shape at all. That was just a lot of snow to be shoveling. Like, I damn near shoveled 4 times. Every time I look back out, it'd be the same amount of snow back up. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing it no more. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Wait until the next day. Wrong choice, dummy. That damn snow turned into ice. Mm-mm. Oh, man. So, over the weekend, I'm pretty sure everyone was made aware already of the video that was going around with the neighbors arguing outside their property about the one couple throwing snow onto the other guy's property. It was going back and forth for a while, and shit escalated real quick. Main man came out the house with a pistol, clapped at both of them, went back inside the house, got an AR, finished her off first, then walked over to the guy and finished him off after. A few minutes after went by, once he felt the police presence already outside, I assume, he grabbed another rifle and committed suicide. He killed himself. I mean, supposedly, you know, what's going around is they would argue constantly. Like, this wasn't just from that day. Like, these people had bad blood boiling for a while. I don't know how much truth there is into that. That's just the information I acquired. Me getting that information, I don't justify the fact that things took the course they did, but I do believe that the first guy that killed this couple, I'm firm to believe that he woke up that day ready to die. Like, he was committed to kill himself that day. Cause come on now. The length of the video, the time frame wasn't too far apart for you to have noticed that all guns were already loaded. Like, what you got all these guns loaded for? I mean, it makes you think, you know? You think outside the box. Like, he walked out the crib with the first pistol, clapped at him, went inside, got the AR, came back out, clapped at him, went back inside, had the rifle ready to off himself off. That's a hell of a lot of ammunition and multiple weapons ready to be used. That shit was fucking crazy, yo. That was real crazy, like. When I first saw the video, I thought it wasn't real. I thought that shit was not real at all, because it's like, if you see it, you'll hear like six shots go off first, and the dude is still standing there. And I'm like, nah, bro. Ain't no way in hell you get shot six times and still standing in front of the person. Then he starts running off, and now I'm seeing the little red imprints in the snow, which was the blood. And I'm like, I'm still not believing it, because it's like everything that happened was like shocking, you know? Not only shocking, it's just the after effects of after each blow of the bullets. Like, you still standing there. Like, I don't know if it was the adrenaline going through you or what, my nigga, but you did not fall down. Explain that to me. Like, it would have been me. I would have hit the floor ASAP. Oh, shit. You shot me. But no, this fool stood right there and then ran off. I don't know. Then I seen that thing on CNN and everywhere. I'm like, damn, that was for real? Over snow? And like I said, it might have not been over the snow. This man might have woke up that day ready to off himself. It just so happened that he caught those people doing what they was doing and decided to take them with him. It sounds fucked up, but it's the way it is. Like, I don't talk to my neighbors at all, man. Like, I mind my fucking business. I don't care what you got going on. Like, don't knock on my door. I ain't got it. I don't know nothing about it. Simple as that. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's just crazy. I don't even got no words for that. Mean, I'm over here already. Already smoking as always. Brought to you by my guys, Pleasure Packs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know how I go with Pleasure Packs. They got that top of the line strains. I mean that Zaza. Go get with them, yo. Follow them on IG. Hit them up. Get with the shits. For just so y'all can see how exclusive this is, like, I'm gonna do a giveaway with their products. I'm gonna give away three packs of the gas of your choosing. The way I'm gonna do the giveaway is you have to shout the page out. Shout us out on Instagram, man, at the Melting Pot Podcast. Shout us out, tag three friends. Have those three friends tag us. Shout us out, man. Keep it moving. Get your chance to, you mean? It's three free Zaza Ace. Pure gas. Top of the line shit. No cap. I'm going to post it on our Instagram page when I'm ready to do that giveaway. But for now, follow them on Instagram too, man. They'll get you right. At Pleasure Packs. Get at them so you can get your gas and be smoking that good shit just like me, man. So, artist I want to promote this week, King Bud, 28-year-old Philly male rapper, born and raised. The song he got out right now for y'all is available on all platforms, YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Get with him. The song is called Lifestyle. I'll play that for y'all right now. Let me know what y'all think of it. Let's go.
Damn, my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Night shift. Booties on the prowl on a night shift. Night shift. Whole different life on a night shift. Night shift. Gotta keep the ball on a night shift. Night shift. Just getting cold on a night shift. Night shift. Back up in the waters, them indictment. Wish a nigga would on a night shift. Night shift. Know I got dreams of the big things. 30-30 vision with the kick stand. 23rd barrel for the big man. K-47 for the big thing. Hit the cha-cha to the left. worried about now, and I ain't worried about next. Good in the hood, I ain't worried about that. Worried about the money, I ain't worried about flexing. Still might cop me a rolling. Turn my next pack to a boulder. Yeah. Tell a cop that, no quotas. Throw the head in back, no soda. Know I got range like a rover. Boss want a picture on the post. Tell them old niggas that it's over. Running through these bitches like a Dover. See the bigger picture through the big lens. I be getting busy in a big van. Running through my city in a big lens. All my niggas with me getting big bands. Got sick like a rolling. Grind for my city till it's over. Front line with it, I'm a soldier. Shooter in the field, Della Dover. Damn my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booters on the prowl on a night shift. Whole different life on a night shift. Gotta get the ball on a night shift. Just getting cold on a night shift. Darker from the woods, them indictment. Wish a nigga would on a night shift. Hit the chop chop to the right. Get to the money, put the shooters on nice. 20-50-100s, we ain't count nothing luck. We ain't count nothing luck. Damn my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booters on the prowl on a night shift. Ducking from the woods, them indictments. LA, how we spark shit. Put the money in the bag, we can talk bitch. Poker face around the table going all in. I done lost a lot of face for your fake friends. I remember getting busy on the back block. I done lost a lot of niggas that I came with. I'm a villain, but it's ain't through the day shift. I get paid, I'ma take it to the bank quick. Damn my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booters on the prowl on a night shift. Whole different life on a night shift. Gotta get the phone on a night shift. Just getting cold on a night shift. Duck up in the woods, them indictment. Wish a nigga would on a night shift.
That right there was Lifestyle by King Bud, 28-year-old rapper from Philly. Follow him on Instagram at KingBud215. That's at KingBudD215. Get with my guy. He got that shit. You heard it. You heard it and you know you fucked with it. Don't act like you don't. Don't do that. That thing was fire right there. All right, so I was talking to one of my homies not too long ago about this situation that had went down with El Alfa, Anuel, and Ozuna. And I'm going to have to do this piece in Spanish. I mean, for my English listeners, you ain't going to really be understanding this. This is something that went down in, within the Dominican nation, the Dominican and Puerto Rican nation. They always got some dumb shit going down, man. Like, at the end of the day, we all brothers. We got to stop that dumb shit, but Anuel had bought, tú sabes, se compró un Bugatti. El Bugatti del pan apareció un arbolito con 27 luces prendidas en el tablero. No era un Bugatti del año, lo sabemos. Pero tú no te puedes comprar un Bugatti ahora mismo, yo tampoco, a mí que me importa de qué año sea. El tigre se compró un Bugatti. Ratatá. Después viene Bad Bunny y se compra un Bugatti. No sé de qué año fue, pero se compró un Bugatti. Era un Bugatti, de, tú me entiendes, un Bugatti perrísimo, manín, no te voy a mentir. Y al rato viene el Alfa y sube una foto también en otro Bugatti, en el dealer. Yo no sé si el Alfa se llegó a comprar ese Bugatti o solamente fue para ese bulto. Pero al rato ya tú sabes cómo es la mierda de social media. Al rato la gente se pusieron con su chimoteo, dije que supuestamente el Alfa se puso a tirarle a Anuel porque Anuel se compró un Bugatti de los viejos y aquí está el Alfa, ya tú sabes, en un dealer sentado en un Bugatti del año. Después de ahí viene el Alfa y sube una publicación a su Instagram pidiéndole disculpa a Ozuna y a Anuel, que la cosa no eran como yo la veían y que se malinterpretaron. Que lo excusaran de corazón, lo disculparan, que eso no fue lo que él quiso hacer, que ellos son su hermano. Y todo bien, que él no lo volverá a hacer. Ok. ¿Debió el Alfa haberse disculpado? Negativo, manín. ¿Por qué? Entonces usted puede subir una foto de su carro. Y cuando yo vengo a subir la foto del mío, no puedo porque te estoy faltando el respeto. Pues tú estás mamando. Dime, tú estás mamando huevo, tú estás loco. Fuck out of here, bro. Yo no tengo por qué pedirte disculpas porque yo subo una foto de que me compré el carro también, le llegaste. Entonces, después de eso, viene una tal persona que me quilló cuando él habló, no por lo que él dijo, porque en verdad él dijo la verdad, sino porque fue el que lo dijo. ¿Me entiendes? Lo que quiero decir. De la persona que te estoy hablando es de Tali, Tali Goya. Tali no tiene puesto de estar hablando en ese tema. ¿Tú quieres saber por qué? Porque, mi hermano, atienda su carrera. Póngase para lo suyo, póngase a hacer música, póngase a producir. Tú me vas a decir a mí que tú estás haciendo movimiento cuando tú te la paras en el bloque. 24-7, empatillado, maní. El último álbum tuyo, tal vez para alguna persona, fue una grasa, pero para mí fue una mierda, ya, y a mí no me gustó. And I fuck with your music, bro. But that shit right there wasn't it. And then, tú viniendo ahora, dije que, oh, que tú eres el Tiger, que tú vas a hablar por todo el género dominicano, que el Alfa es un palomo por lo que hizo, que no debió haberlo hecho. Usted no está en ninguna posición para estar opinando de lo que el Alfa tuvo o no tuvo que haber hecho. Tuvo mal lo que él hizo, todos lo sabemos, pero usted no está en ninguna posición para estar opinando de lo que el Alfa debe o no debe hacer cuando se trata de su vida en el social media y sus relaciones con esos artistas. Como dije, tú tienes que preocuparte por tu carrera. Porque ya tú llevas un par de años tirando y tirando temas, manín. Y nada de nada. Tuviste bajo la correa de Arcángel por un tiempo. Y en verdad no sé qué fue lo que pasó ahí, pero parece que se dividieron. And that was your meal ticket, bro. Ahí era que te iba a coronar, pero te pusiste estúpido y mira dónde está otra vez. En el mismo lugar donde empezaste. Manéjate mejor. ¿Tú me entiendes? Piensa la cosa, loco. Ya tú tienes demasiado años en lo mismo y no te has movido de ahí. Entonces el problema no es la industria que te quiere bloquear, el problema eres tú. Ubícate, refleja. Change that shit, bro. Como te dije, cuando tú empezaste, usted tiraba psicopatada, por eso fue que el nombre suyo sonó, porque usted estaba tirando grasa. Pero después de un tiempo, no sé qué fue lo que te pasó, maní. Como te dije, ese último álbum no era, it was not it. Ahora, la última canción que tiraste ahí, esa fue una maldita loquera. Esa sí fue. Así es que tú tienes que volver. Con ese estilo, no con el estilo que tiró el último álbum, que yo no sé lo que eso fue una payasada. Ubíquese y aprenda a hablar donde usted le cabe. No hable donde no le cabe. Ok. Ahora vamos a seguir con el próximo negocio que le quiero dar un shout out. Es I Hambre, I Hungry. Síganlo en IG at I_Hambre, I_Hungry. La verdadera fritura aquí, ya tú sabes que lo que es cuando tú estás tranquilo, tomándote tu romito ahí con tu coro, normalito, se le metía en los monchis. ¿Quieren capear una grasa? Denle para allá. Esa gente tiene la verdadera vaina. En el 901 de Marcella Street. Eso está ahí mismo, on Somerdale Avenue. Esa gente tan sicaria, sicaria. Óyeme, llévate de mí, ya tú sabes. Tírale por teléfono al 215-626-6960. Eso es 215-626-6960. El tigre te va a poner cómodo y te va a poner a comer bien, no bulto. Yeah. Closing off. Next promo artist I want to throw out there is Almighty Nate. Follow my guy on Instagram at Almighty Nate. Producer from Philly. Backed up by J.I. and multiple other artists. He's got a lot of artists under his belt. Get with him. Follow him on IG. Talk prices with my guy. My guy got fire fucking beats. No cap. I've listened to a few of his things, and them things is right, yo. Them things is stupid right. Another one of my guys I want to shout out is Soy Damn Music. Another producer from Philly, Delco area. Excuse me. Fire Beats also. Follow him on Instagram at Soy Damn Music. That's at SUYDAM _ music. Get with my guy. Do some collabs. Let's work together, man. Philly support Philly. I appreciate y'all listening today. That was pretty much what I had for this weekend. I really wanted to get that Tali shit out of my chest, loco, porque yo no sé, loco, tú no estabas supuesto a hablar. Esa es mi opinión, tú me entiendes. Tal vez otro se siente orgulloso de que tú hablaste, pero no, yo no, loco. Usted no ocupo ahí, usted me entiende. Usted metió la pata tratando de hablar por el género completo, hablar por República Dominicana completo. Y esa no era la vuelta, porque al final del día, loco, usted sigue creando tensión entre los dominicanos y los boricuas. En vez de seguir empujando a que se haga una unión, usted sigue creando tensión, loco, tratando de mantener una rebeldía entre ambos lados. Y esa no es la vuelta, ya, y esa no es la vuelta. Uno tiene que dejar esa payasada y ponerse palo de uno, como él, llegaste. Ya ustedes saben, mi gente. I will see y'all next Sunday. Let's see what goes down this weekend. Send me your business info. Send me your music so I can play y'all on here. I want to get it popping with this joint, man. Help me help you. Let's do this. Later on in the day, I will publish on the page about the giveaway that I'm going to do with Pleasure Packs. So, thank you for listening. I'll holler at y'all. Have a blessed day. I'm out of here.